interior taxi, dusk. We're inside the taxi driving. Eventually it comes to a stop, handbrake. Glyn sighs slowly. Takes a moment. He switches on the taxi radio console. Fuzzy static noise.
Come in. Is anyone receiving? This is Glyn Hughes. Please come in. I'm up on Brinnyporth, Gateway Hill on the inside. Right now, I'm looking down on the village, the lake, and on the opposite side of the lake, the synergy plant, or what's left of it. It's about 9:45. The sun's just going down. Everyone's confused. I couldn't sit around doing nothing. There must be someone listening. We're all just feeling things that aren't quite right. I can't explain it. It's just not quite right. Surely someone can hear this.
A sudden burst of sound, but not from inside the taxi. Somebody's running on gravelly ground. Very heavy breathing, a sense of urgency.
Please. Please answer if you're receiving this. How'd you put it? It seems we're prisoners in our own village. They're calling it a bubble. In the village, that's what they're calling it, a bubble. They think it could be 4 or 5 miles wide. No one in, no one out. First the explosion, and now... Well, I suppose they must be linked. The bubble, these feelings, I don't understand. I'm here with my daughter. Her name is Megan. Megan Hughes. Her mum, my wife, Dalith Hughes. She's not here. She was at... carry on, if you can hear this. Dalith. If anyone can hear this, there are... people, day trippers alike, who can't get out, and others who are at work in the town or just out shopping, or, you know, like Dalith, they can't get back to us. Please, if you can hear this, please get a message to my wife on the outside. Tell her...
A sudden loud bang on the taxi window.
Fuck!
There was now intense banging on the window. We just about hear a muffled voice.
Open up. Open the window. Open up.
Oh, God.
I need your help, please. Please. You have to help me.